Well, a few months earlier, it had been wild winter, and then it came into spring, what they called soggy spring that year, the sequel. Oh, yeah, we might have thought that we had seen the last of those mountains of snow. Wrong again. In fact, the weather guys had predicted that all that snow would come floating in melted form down our rivers and streams. And there were the floods again. Listen, I lived a long time in a town who had one claim to fame in national newscasts, major flooding. And they made it again that year. Just a heartache that we knew all too well. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about why temptation wins. You know, when it's flood season, the weather people all across the country issue their oft-repeated warning, turn around, don't drown. Well, in a matter of minutes, an always safe bridge or water crossing can suddenly become a torrent of racing flood water and a death trap for those who think they can cross as usual. Cars and vans and trucks and even there was an Amish buggy a few months earlier. They can be swept away in a fatal current. So keep it coming, weather guys. Tell us when we need to hear it. Turn around. Don't drown. Actually, that's advice that some folks wish they had heeded much sooner. I mean morally, spiritually. Few people who have become addicted or adulterous ever expected to get carried away. No one thinks that today's deception, today's little compromise of integrity or purity will one day sweep them away in an inescapable flood. Who could guess that a click on a web page, a little flirtation, a lie to get out of a jam would lead to a torrent of expensive consequences? After national headlines exposed the unfaithfulness of her politician husband, his betrayed wife said this, "You can pick your sin. You can't pick your consequences." Boy, isn't that true? One TV meteorologist said that the reason people die crossing familiar bridges in flood times is a fatal miscalculation. He said they overestimate the power of their car and they underestimate the power of the water. Let's tweak that just a little to identify what makes even spiritual giants fall farther than they ever dreamed. They overestimate their power to resist, and they underestimate the power of sin. The inexorable progression of spiritual seduction and disaster goes like this in James 1:15. Desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. And our word for today from the Word of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12 sounds this alarm. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. There's probably someone who's hearing this today, who's driving very close to the edge of the flood, flirting with those famous last words, "I can handle it." No, you can't. Listen to these words from Genesis. Take it, if necessary, as a personal warning. Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. Turn around. Don't drown. Please.
Thanks, Ron. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is pleased to announce a new podcast hosted by Ron's two sons, Doug and Brad Hutchcraft. It's called Go Mad with Doug and Brad. MAD stands for Make a Difference. In each podcast episode, Doug, Brad, and their guest have conversations on how you can make the greatest possible impact through Jesus for the people in your world. To find out more, visit Hutchcraft.com. That's Hutchcraft.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.